K-State Nation, what's going on? Eddie Greer again for another edition of the Purple Project Podcast. All things K-State sports out there in Manhattan, Kansas, with K-State University here on this Wednesday, April 8th, 2026. Thank you so much for tuning in to the latest episode of the show. Football all the way to women's rowing. We got you squared away there. This is the postcast, K-State baseball. Well, K-State baseball, obviously getting into it, K-State baseball keeping their win streak alive over Wichita State, take care of business down there, Wichita State last night by the count of 10-6 last night down there in X Stadium, Wichita, Kansas, and I talked about going in there, we listened to the preview yesterday on the show that, hey, K-State need to find offense, and so they did that, and yet again, another double-digit performance by this offense, which went silent in the rest of that TCU series as well. And of note, which obviously stands out, 6 straight win over Wichita State. And remember, we beat Wichita State a couple weeks ago back in Manhattan, Kansas, so K-State Nation, let's break out the broom yet again on another opponent in 2026, this time in them neighbors down south in Wichita State. Quote, thought it was a good all-around baseball game we played on the road. This is head coach Pete Hughes saying that. Then quote, tonight, quote, I thought it was a good start from Tanner Duke, end quote, there as well. And I'm going to just continue to roll off here. Quote, 10 hits and 5 innings this evening because I kind of just looked at the barrel contact to see whether it was a quality start or not. And it was 1 walk, 7 strikeouts. So Tanner was improved. So Tanner has improved from his last couple outings, which is great. It's what we wanted to see and what we needed. The bullpen was solid pitching with the lead. Those are all positives to build on again when beating an in-state rival on the road and playing clean baseball. I thought our kids did a good job tonight, end quote. Yeah, again, that's another thing. Again, this team has been, this stretch seems like it's been we've been going on a month now on inconsistent pitching. And we know the offense is there, but the pitching can be, at least with K-State anyways, can be suspect. it's like I was so frustrated because, all right, you know, we have this potent offense, but then at the same time, you know, every time we get a big lead and everything else like that, or we have a big inning, you let the other opposing team back into the ball game. I stressed that over the past week, and particularly, and that's what's so frustrating about. I mean, this was a non-con game. This was a in-state rival game. So, obviously, but when they get back in the conference play this weekend, the first 3 series, easily, K-State could have easily been 2-3. Or at the very least. And you go back to Utah, you probably say you probably swept that series. But, again, it all starts with good pitching there with this team. And, well, with this team, it's the offense. But you have to get at least some type of good pitching from whether it's Tanner Duke, was last night Tanner Duke, Lincoln Sheffield, James Guyette, any of those guys. You have to start getting some quality starts from those guys. And you did that last night from Tanner Duke, who goes to 3-1 on the season. Brady Hamilton got the loss with Wichita State as we look inside the box score on this dub last night by K-State, putting that broom to Wichita State. 10-6. Taswell Butler getting his 3rd save of 2026. K-State got the party started in the 2nd inning, getting 2 in the 2nd, 3 in the 3rd, and then they got two more in the 5th, 1 more in, they got 1 more in the 6th, another in the 7th, and another in the 8th inning there as well. Wichita State on the other end, they again responded when K-State responded in the 3rd inning, which was their first runs of the game. So it was 5-2 at that point. And then it was 5-3 in the bottom of the 4th inning there, and then they added 2 more runs there, and that was it. Or for the exception of the 8th inning there, they added 1 there as well, as K-State beats Wichita State in game 2 of 2026. Their season series, which raised the checkered flag on that. 10-6, K-State, 10 runs, 13 hits, an error, Wichita State, 6 runs, 13 hits, and no errors in the ball game there as well here. Back to Tanner Duke. 5 solid innings. We won the ball game there, but yeah, 10 hits, that's a lot of hits given up there. And he gave up all the runs in this game. All those were earned. Walked 1, struck out 7 for Tanner Duke in this game. Robert Fortenberry went 2 1/3, 2 hits, 1 run given up. He walked 2, struck out 2, shockers, and then Tazewell Butler had a clean ninth, had a clean inning in 2/3 to get the save for K-State in this ball game. Brady Hamilton, he did not last long. Only 2 innings in this game. And then from there, it was 7 more Wichita State pitchers in this game there as well, as the Wildcats get back in the win column after a disappointing TCU series at Toynton Family Stadium. Eddie Greer, Pro Parcher Podcast, all things Kansas State sports. K-State picking up win number 22 of the 2026 campaign there. Oh, excuse me. 21st victory. Excuse me. I feel like it should be 22. I don't know. But anyways, the offense for K-State there. No home runs. Did not leave the yard down there last night. A lot of doubles in this game. Grant Gallagher led off for K-State, and he was 0-5 in the ball game. Kylan Lotis, 2-for-5 in the ball game yesterday. He scored a run. D. Kennedy scored a run. D. Kennedy, by the way, 2 more hits for him on the evening last night. Bear Madlack scored 3 runs. He was only 1-for-4 in the ball game. Carlos Vasquez also multi-hit game. My guy Shantiro knew my guy. 2 more hits. He drove in a pair. Caden Carl drove in another pair. And Caden Carl has been, again, I bet you this, last week, Caden Carl has gotten a lot of playing time, and now apparently is a starter. Is a starter now in center field for K-State. 2-for-3, scored 2 runs and driven in a pair of runs there in the 7-hole. And you have Chandler Murray. Well, I said it's not this name much on the show. 1-for-3 in the game. Shane McGahan, 1-for-3, drove in a run. Huge catch last night for Tanner Duke in the ball game there, as well as K-State continues to own Wichita State. Now there's 6 straight win on the Shockers there as well. And so there's that. K-State, despite that, yeah, K-State, let me see. Let's just read this anyways from the notes here. 50-58 all the time against Wichita State, including the last 6 now on the Shockers there as well. So, I brought this up, the 17 game, or it was one more added on during the ball game after the first inning. But after that, K-State finally got on the board. So the 18 game scoreless streak snapped in the second inning there last night. So there's that. And K-State now 16-5 in non-conference games, including a 3-2 mark as a true road team there for K-State. That's interesting there as well. So you own non-con. When it comes to the conference play, that has to tighten up a little bit. And when we get back in it this weekend there, we'll talk about that here in a second. Back to Chandler Murray. Going back a little bit to Louisiana, Chandler Murray got his first start there in the game. So there's that there. So I was like, we ain't said that name much on a show, but yeah, going back, Chandler, probably because I skipped over it when he played against Louisiana, and I think we got swept if I'm not at against Louisiana early on in the season there as well. Carlos Vasquez now leads the team in RBIs, 29 of them there after last night as well. And then, of course, my guy Shantiro, you knew now, recorded his 9th multi-RBI game last night. Caden Carl continues his sensational 2026 right behind Shantaro, excuse me, is with 7 there as well. So here comes Oklahoma State. Here comes Oklahoma State, the Toynton Family Stadium, this weekend. Again, Friday night, Toynton Family Stadium, Oklahoma State. Let me go back here and check the standings out here. Double check myself here. This is the Pearl Budget Podcast. All things K-State sports. K-State wins it by 4. Back in the win column. 10-6 over their rival from down south, Wichita State. Eddie Greer, another baseball edition of the podcast continues here. So I just want to get, so here we go again. It's kind of, we rewind the machine again here. TCU and K-State were in that same position here, and then TCU ended up winning the series. Now, Oklahoma State, a team ahead of you in the standings, they beat K-State, and both of them have the same overall record, 21-12. They can't confirm that now. Oklahoma State has a win better than K-State in conference play. They're 6-6. K-State is 5-7. K-State needs to turn their luck around at home and try to get the series, because they have not, again, I'm just going to put it out there, for those that are first time listening to the show, K-State has not won a Big 12 series yet in 2026. Can that change this weekend? And it's going to be a busy Saturday as it is. Looking forward to it on K-State's side and on my end, on for that matter. So I can't wait for Saturday to get here. But, so you have that going on. So Pete Hughes, they're gonna find a way. They're still, right now, they're 8th right now in the conference. K-State baseball is heading into this series with Oklahoma State. And you're still somewhat right there with Arizona State is 7-5. TCU, the team you just lost to, is 7-5 on Baylor. 7-5. So you can try to get 2 or 3, try to chip away at this thing. We'll see what happens. But yeah, you have to get solid pitching from your starters. It starts there. You know what your offense can do. It seems like, again, every game now we're scoring 10 plus runs a game, for except in the TCU series. So it's nice. You see the offense warm back up a little bit. Hopefully, it's good vibes to come this weekend for Kansas State baseball against Oklahoma State at Toynton Family Stadium out there in Manhattan, Kansas, this weekend. The Pearl Project Podcast, all things Kansas sports, you can get it. We're a podcast found free and available daily, which is a core Kansas State content. Y'all know what time it is. We're on Audio Boom, iTunes, Spotify, wherever it is to your favorite Kansas State podcast. If you have not subscribed to this daily podcast, I don't know what you've been doing. Make sure you go ahead and do that now. If you enjoy what you're listening to, I will definitely do that, because I have recorded a lot of good time content from the past couple of days. It's going to start surfacing up here on the podcast. And, of course, got the notification about PJ Haggerty in the transfer portal. Not shocked there. Officially in the transfer portal, as the portal opened yesterday. They were as well. So I'm not going to talk much about that. But you better make sure you subscribe to this podcast, All Things Kansas State Athletics. Eddie Greer here in Kansas City, Missouri. Alex Aiden out there in San Diego, California. It's Eddie Greer here in Kansas City, Missouri. Appreciate it, K-State Nation. Again, make sure you tell a fellow K-Stater about the Pearl Project Podcast. This has been another postcast edition of the Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. It is Kansas State 10, Wichita State 6. Go Cats.